From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, May 9th. The Catholic Church elected a new pope yesterday morning after more than a day of voting. Robert Prevost, a 69-year-old cardinal from Chicago, was elected as the 267th pope. He followed Pope Francis's papacy, who died earlier last month. Prevost chose the papal name of Leo XIV. He is the first ever American pope in the history of the church. In Chico, Our Divine Savior Catholic Church is celebrating the news. In a statement, Father Joshi Matthew said the church was proud to have the first American-born pope lead the religion. He also said that the news is great for American churches in particular, as he believes it will inspire renewed Catholic faith and encourage more people to take on religious roles. And the selection of a pope is a momentous occasion for Catholics, and many wonder in what direction the new pontiff will take the church. Cardinal Robert Prevost, now Pope Leo XIV, was chosen for the role yesterday. He's the first American to ever be selected, and he's generally considered to be theologically progressive. Greg Cusona is a theologian who teaches comparative religion at Chico State. He says it will be telling to see how Pope Leo approaches a new number of sometimes contentious issues.
The positions toward sexual minorities in the church, position toward women, and how does the church have a relevant voice in terms of contemporary issues that are facing all of us, like AI and like the internet more broadly? If I were he, I would be feeling like there's a lot of weight on my shoulders right now.
Cusona says the papacy is not a democracy, and the pope is the ultimate decision maker. But he must also be mindful of the differences within the Catholic community and clergy as he proceeds. In other news, we've been running around. Lorna Such is a standout voice in Chico, and now she's ready to embark on a new musical journey. She just released a new EP. It's called Bloom and features 6 new songs that fuse different genres, including jazz and pop. The project also features other local musicians she's met over the years.
I've been in it for a long time, and I feel, again, I just feel lucky to be in it and be a part of it. I love that I have so many musical friends in different genres and different parts, you know, and parts of town.
Her most esteemed collaboration is with her producer and bandmate, Ethan Sweat. The two worked together on both of her EPs. Sweat says the chemistry hits.
Really easy to work with her, not just because she's super talented, but I also consider her my best friend.
The EP is out now. You could catch her performing her new tracks tonight at Argus, along with Lish Bills. Also, many invasive plants contribute to the high fire risk in Butte County. Taylor Nielsen is the executive director of the Butte County Fire Safe Council. He says it's a good idea to learn about the plants on your property and consider removing problem ones before fire season arrives. A common one is called broom.
It flowers, bright yellow flowers, so it's really pretty, and folks love the way it looks, but it is invasive and highly flammable.
Nielsen says broom is difficult to get rid of, and methods depend on the time of year. He says the roots must be fully removed or else it'll come back. Broom is so prevalent that the Fire Safe Council holds Doom the Broom events to remove it. The Fire Safe Council also offers weed wrenches that can be borrowed for free. Read about the top 5 ways to prepare for wildfire at mynspr.org. And finally, California will upgrade its network of fish hatcheries to boost the state's population of salmon and trout. Governor Gavin Newsom says the Department of Fish and Wildlife will make changes to 21 hatcheries under the Climate-Induced Hatcheries Upgrade Project. The initiative was financed with $15 million in emergency drought funding in 2021. Newsom said climate change has affected state-operated hatcheries over the last decade, including reduced availability of cold water, increased disease outbreak, and fish evacuations due to weather or wildfire. The new project proposes upgrades such as creating new resilient infrastructure and enhanced water management. CDFW operates a hatchery in Oroville. And those were your headlines for Friday, May 9th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.